And here we are down at the Red Barn, a beautiful Monday afternoon. You're on the fly with Jay Machi and H.G. Frouch. He's joining me today. And we have with us also the president of Vintage, Jeff Robeson.
Yeah, that's the first time. I finally got him roped in there. I couldn't do it when I was a staff member, but I finally got him to come over here when I was a volunteer. Where am I volunteer?
I'm pretty sure I did it one other time.
I think you did the very first year.
You came up in the studios when we had the tower on the flight line.
That's right. So we've been talking about, we've talked about two airplanes out here. We've talked a little bit about what goes on in a vintage office during a regular day. We talked to Max about the fact that so many things have changed and the kinds of things that are available to members. Let's talk about convention, you know, and the amazing things we've been able to do thanks to the Friends of the Red Barn campaign that we've been running for almost 15 years now. That campaign has allowed us to build a great hangar. It's allowed us to create programs and invest in programs here on the field that we otherwise wouldn't have been able to do without spending membership dollars.
That's very true, HG. The Friends of the Red Barn program is how we make it happen when it comes to keeping our facilities in tip-top shape for the convention. And the hangar is a good example of one of the things we've been able to do. And we have some additional capital projects on the boards that we're hoping to accomplish over the next couple of years. And there's a lot of things that we'd like to accomplish, and the Friends of the Red Barn Fund is a critical, very critical part of that plan development. So we're looking forward to doing well with the Friends of the Red Barn program. And it's been very successful in the past. People have been extremely generous, some amazingly generous people involved in that. So anybody's ever had a thought of trying to help out and do some more and make us an even better association on the grounds, a convention is one of the big things that it takes some money to make these things happen.
And there's multiple levels, too. You don't have to be investing your life savings in this program. There are levels for every different type of person.
That's right. And one of the things we did about that program, when Charlie Harris and I and Teresa Books and so many staff member or volunteer directors helped us put that program together, one of the things that was, first of all, was created because we felt funny about spending membership dollars on the convention, because not everybody who could, you know, was a member could come to conventions. So we wanted to be sure that we were able to not only diversify our income stream, our revenue stream, but create this ability to do these kinds of things, including building a $180,000 hangar, which frankly came in right on budget, right on time. But not only that, we were able to keep that cost down because of the hundreds of hours, man hours, that were put in by volunteers.
Not to mention the maintenance it takes to keep these this kind of a facility up and looking good and using it for all vintage things. Someday we'd like to set it up where we can actually do things prior or after convention and have some get together of some sort in there. So that's part of our future plan as well, is with that type of facility.
So if you want to be a volunteer and you find that kind of thing, say you have a particular expertise in electrical work or carpentry or anything like that, we can always find something for you to do. This organization has been built literally and figuratively on the efforts of volunteers. And for instance, we have one staff member, that's Max. He takes care of the day-to-day stuff. But when it comes to taking care of all of the things you see down here in the vintage area, that's not EA's responsibility, although we always appreciate their help and they do step in sometimes when we need things done. But in particular, the maintenance, the painting, the grounds look the way they do thanks to the efforts of volunteers. So this is a great place to not only enjoy a visit, but it's a great place to volunteer.
That's a very interesting point when you talk about these volunteers. We have an amazing, diverse group of talented volunteers who come up here, from electricians to ditch diggers to painters. It's all these things go on. So we're able to do a lot of things that we don't have to pay for just based on the off-season, the pre-convention volunteer weekends and stuff. So it works out great.
Yeah, we have one weekend a month starting in, we do May, June. Do we do April?
April, May, June.
That's right.
That's correct.
One weekend a month where we come over, and those of us who either live locally or a lot of guys come from fairly far away. We got a whole group from Indiana, and you get some folks from Minnesota and Illinois. And we'd love to have more. Everybody is always welcome. And To find out more, probably the easiest thing to do would be to drop an email if they're not already here, if they're thinking about some other time during the year, to drop an email to vintage@eaa.org. Max will see that email and forward it to the appropriate folks. Or they can call 920-426-6110, and that's the main number there for Vintage there in the EA headquarters.
And we do put those dates on the website, the Vintage website. So it's a good place to find those dates pre-convention. It's usually around middle of March, late March. Those dates are dated on the website as well.
So let's talk about how many airplanes we've got here and some other statistics. We've got over 400 volunteers, I understand, registered at this point. We typically run just over 500, don't we?
No, actually, the last 2 years, we've broken 600.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've got, as of 8 p.m. last evening, we've had 616 airplanes on the ground here in the Vintage area. And it's an amazing group of people. And I say this every year, and just when I think I've had a year where we've seen so many wonderful restorations arrive and you know, for judging and display, the next year it just seems even more amazing. Things like the number of Lockheeds, we hope to have as many as 8 Lockheed 12s on the field. There's 3 out there right now, and there's another one coming yet today.
Wow.
So we may have as many as there's 8 of them planning on being here. And if all the plans work out, that's what we'll have. In the front yard, if you know, I've said it several times in the last couple of days, we've never had a more beautiful front yard display of aircraft in the Vintage area as what we've got out there right now.
It's amazing. I mean, it's truly mind-boggling. And as you said, for those of us who've been fortunate to have been here for a long time, you know, I started coming here in the early 80s. I think my first visit here was actually 1976, but the airplanes that keep coming out of the woodwork that you never expected to see fly. I always wanted to see a Vega, but I've never seen one in person that was flown here. I used to see exactly. One in the museum. I've never seen the QED.
Well, you know, that QED is a special thing, too. Jim Moss's airplane, we've been talking about this, and prior to the loss of Jim Moss, it's been 4 years in the making and the coming and planning of having that airplane here. And it's such a wonderful thing to actually finally happen. Yep. So my hat's off to that group of people who actually finished that airplane and brought it all the way from where Washington State?
Washington State.
Yep.
In memory of Jim.
Yep, in memory of Jim. And then there's one other group out here that, you know, kind of started with our, you know, our J3s to Oshkosh, et cetera, and we're doing the post-war boom, those airplanes that were built in that batch of airplanes during that great optimism right after World War II, and everybody thought that GIs would be clamoring to buy their own airplanes. So there's quite a production
Luscombe, Cessna 140s, 120s.
Yep. That list is about 14 Aronkas. Deep with different aircraft.
Yeah, and we've got a great example of them out there on the group. We've got many, I think we're looking for about 24 airplanes that represent that group, and I'm sure we'll see more. That's that group, the classic airplane group, typically is the largest group of airplanes we have here on the field. You know, antiques and contemporary bracket them, but the classics are the most popular airplanes out here on the field, which helps the Vintage Aircraft Association, in fact, be the largest division of a special interest group outside of home builds.
Another thing I want to touch on. Jeff, we have a special group here this year that Vintage appears to be hosting, and that's this Valdez group. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that.
Yeah, these guys are, talk about a colorful bunch of fellas. These are a lot of fun. This is something that's going to be really nice. And I'm, you know, I've watched a lot of air shows over all the years, and when they announced this one, I'm thinking, I just love watching these guys. It's the best aviation entertainment that comes around, and we're excited about them.
What's happening with those guys? What are they actually going to do?
Basically, they're going to conduct a competition, and the competition is short takeoff and landings. And if you haven't seen it on TV, some of the cable shows that have actually showed some of these competitions up in Alaska, it's amazing stuff.
And they're bringing this to the good weather of Oshkosh now.
That's correct. That's correct.
They're going to have a great time out there in front of a big crowd, the biggest crowd they'll ever fly. But it's just, if you're like slow speed flight, see, say that fast 3 times. If you like flying an airplane right on the edge and taking it exactly where you want it to go in a wonderful short field landing, you are going to be amazed. If you thought you were good at short field landings, watch these guys.
You're talking about takeoffs of 42 feet.
Yeah, they
landings
can actually
the 35 feet.
They can take feet off and land within the circle of the dot out there.
It's amazing.
Yeah, spectacular. So,
That's going to be a treat.
It has been wonderful having you down here in the vintage area. We really appreciate, again, that EA Radio has us be the leadoff batters on Monday.
Every year.
Every year we come down and enjoy some time with the Vintage Airplane folks. If you have not had a chance to learn more about the Vintage Aircraft Association, you can do so online at vintageaircraft.org. And you can join there. It's a great addition to your EA membership, and we love having you. We'll send you a magazine every other month that's chock full of good stuff that Jim Buscia oversees for us and does a great job. So,
hope everybody has a great week. A lot going on here.
It will be, and we also have some stuff down here that everybody can enjoy, and that is we've got a couple restaurants down here.
We do.
That are sponsored by Vintage, right? A couple restaurants. Got a great camping area. We have forums and workshops going on right here next to the Red Barn. We have all these type clubs. How many type clubs do we have?
The last count I heard was, I think it was 27.
So you've got your 27 type clubs in a building just built for type clubs, which is phenomenal. It used to be that leaky tent, and it's a beautiful facility now.
Yep. And they've done a great job with it. And again, we're doing many forums in there, many of them put on by those type clubs right there in that area. Those are in addition to the big forums that they do down in the Forums Plaza. And also we're doing, don't forget the award ceremony. You know, if you've never been here for the award ceremony on Saturday night, it's really great fun to cheer on the folks who took the effort to put those airplanes together, make them as gorgeous as they could possibly be, and then bring them here to Oshkosh. It's great when they rebuild them. We like it even better when they rebuild them and they bring them to Oshkosh.
That's great. Jeff, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you with us on
here. It was my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you next year.
Okay. We'll see what we can do.
And HJ, thanks again. We'll certainly be together next year for this once again.
God willing, and the creek don't rise, and my new job lets me do that.
All right. Vintage Red Barn, that's wrapping up on the fly for a beautiful Monday, Air Venture 2014. Tomorrow, quite a treat. We move north on the grounds to the one-week wonder at the Four Corners Pavilion. It's a new thing. This will be the first year we've involved ourselves in something like that. So that's going to be quite a treat. So that's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Everybody enjoy Air Venture 2014. J-Mod G on the fly. See you tomorrow. You're listening to EAA Radio.